Welcome back, my loves, to the Worthy Podcast, the show designed to help you create a life that you are actually obsessed with while experiencing your own version of abundance and success, because you are inherently worthy of it all. I'm Shani Thompson, your host, and today we are kicking off 2026 so powerfully with the very first new moon of the year, the beginning of a new lunar cycle. And what a way to start the year with this Capricorn new moon. There's just, I don't know, something about the very first new moon of a calendar year that kind of just hits differently, you know? And I think the new year always helps us to sit into this like reset point, like this moment of being able to orient ourselves towards what we're genuinely ready to build in the next year. But I don't know about you, I was a little bit slow to get to my goals and my vision board for the year. So I kind of like that we're nearing the end of January already. And this new moon has kind of like popped up as a little reminder for those of us who have been a little bit slow to get to the visioneering for this year. And with this new moon landing in Capricorn, we are being invited to set an intention around structure, sustainability, and what it actually means to create a life that can hold who you are becoming. So today we are going to break down everything you need to know about this Capricorn new moon, the themes, the energy, how to set an intention, and I'm going to walk you through exactly how to work with this lunar cycle using my moon magic methodology. So by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to set a powerful intention for this month that's aligned with Capricorn energy and how to let this new moon support you in building something that actually lasts, because that's what is so important to the Capricorn archetype: sustainability, longevity, groundedness, foundations. But before we kick off, can I share something with you? Our metrics show that 83% of you listening don't actually follow the show yet. So if you love this episode topic, I would love to invite you to hit that subscribe or follow button, whichever platform you're listening on. You have no idea how much that little number helps support a podcast. And the higher that number grows, the more opportunities this podcast gets to bring incredible guests and have incredible conversations in your ears. Plus, it means that you'll never miss an episode when it drops. Okay, so without further ado, let's get straight into today's episode. So let's start with the basics. A new moon marks the beginning of a lunar cycle. A lunar cycle is typically about 28-ish days. And you may know the zodiac wheel. We've got 12 zodiac signs. So the moon moves through each of the zodiac archetypes throughout the calendar year. When a new moon appears, it is the beginning of a lunar cycle. It's like a reset point. It's a moment to orient ourselves towards what we are genuinely ready to work towards and build and kind of like plant the seed of intention around. And the new moon really invites us to set an intention. But more than that, it just asks for honesty, self-reflection, and not like this performative honesty, but the kind that really comes from a self-awareness point, a kind of like this discernment and a willingness to see things as they actually are. And this particular new moon falls in the sign of Capricorn, and it is the first new moon of the calendar year, as I've said, which makes it so potent. There's a real energy of like fresh starts here, of laying new foundations that are going to last us a lifetime. So if you're not familiar with the Capricorn archetype, Capricorn is known as the mountain goat. Right? He is the stabilizer. It creates like this stability and sustainability. And if you are a Capricorn sun, moon, or rising, this new moon is going to be extra potent for you. And in fact, this little Capricorn energy breakdown that I'm about to run you through, you're going to feel the feels of this. This is going to be extra potent, extra strong. It's going to land and hit a little bit differently for you. And you'll really understand and see these characteristics, these gifts in Capricorn. You'll see them in you. So I'm a Capricorn moon, so I really feel the energy of Capricorn so much. The moon is all about feelings and emotions, right? Capricorn moon, being me and being the moon that we are currently in, the new moon, it really does like hit deep for me. So Capricorn's drive is to accomplish. It's a very, you know, the true expression of a Capricorn is really about ambition. It's about intuition. Capricorn is wise, they're hardworking, they're dedicated, persevering, incredibly intelligent, if I don't say so myself. practical, grounded, someone who really values quality over quantity. The true self-expression of a Capricorn is they're so discerning. Like they really, really think hard about the decisions they're going to make. They're honest, they're high achieving, and they're quite commanding as well. And this is Capricorn energy at its best. This is the energy that knows how to work, how to carry responsibility, how to see something through to the end. And I want you to think of like the mountain goat, because essentially Capricorn is the mountain goat. They can weather any storm. I don't know if you've ever seen a mountain goat. I remember driving through Europe last year. We were driving through the windy roads of Italy. And I was like, oh my God, there's a mountain goat. And I was like, ooh, Capricorn. And this little goat was literally standing on the edge of a cliff, this incredible, like, steep cliff. It was almost vertical. And the thing was just sitting there so comfortably climbing, and it really reminded me about Capricorn energy. It's like, man, these little things, like, they really can weather any storm. They can climb the highest of mountains, right? So Capricorn suns, moons, and risings, you'll really understand this part of you, this characteristic and this strength in you. This comes so effortlessly to you. And this is me in my work for sure. Being a Capricorn moon, I feel like if I'm not working towards something with everything that I've got, I don't know if you've ever heard me say like, throw everything you've got in it and go all in. Like that is such a Capricorn moon thing to say. I feel this. I cannot give up on tasks. It's very hard for me to quit something that's not working, or it's very hard for me to turn my back on an activity. You know what? I'm usually late to a lot of things because the Capricorn moon is in me is like, I just want to finish this task first before I, you know, walk away from it and drive to my appointment or drive to go pick Rui up from daycare. I'm just like, it's such a toxic habit of mine. But the mountain goat can climb any mountain at any incline. It's kind of wild when you see them in real life. And, you know, they may be falling boulders and falling rocks and they just get back up. Like the mantra of the Capricorn is the climb is always worth the view at the top. And that is the energy we are channeling with this new moon. And Capricorn is a sign that can get things done. It knows how to work. It knows how to carry responsibility. It knows how to see something through to the end. But that is very much the true self-expression, but I really want to talk to you about the not-self theme of the Capricorn, because it's also really important that we're not setting intentions from the place of the not-self, right? So a Capricorn in its not-self energy is overly ambitious and very materialistic, can be a little bit selfish, a bit bossy, a bit jealous, disconnected from intuition, kind of bullish on, you know, what it's working on and refusing to listen to others, a little bit greedy, closed-minded, and definitely a control freak. So I definitely see those in me as well. I guess my shadow self, I can definitely fall into those things at times. So it's, you know, really important for everyone who's setting a new moon intention with this Capricorn new moon. Let's try not fall into those not self themes. Let's try and have some self-awareness around, am I being a little bit materialistic here, or am I being overly ambitious and setting unrealistic goals and dreams, or am I being greedy here? Am I being closed-minded? Am I being a control freak? So as you're setting your intention for this lunar cycle, I really want you to check in with yourself. Are you coming from a place of sustainability, sustainable ambition, or from a place of forcing and controlling and needing to prove yourself? Oh, it's just started raining outside. It's so beautiful here. I'm in Bali at the moment, so if you can hear that in the background, I hope it's really beautiful for you as it is for me. But because the new moon isn't asking you to work harder, it's asking you to work wiser. Before you go ahead and set your intention for this new moon, I really want to kind of plant some thoughts for your intention. Before we continue, I just want you to have a little moment to yourself. What are you wanting to set an intention around for this next 28-day lunar cycle when it comes to sustainability and commitment? What's coming up for you in your mind? Think about the word dedication. Is it your health? Is it work? Is it maybe some new habits that you would love to take on? Might be something so simple like consistency in some healthy bedtime routine or skincare routine or sleep routines. Maybe it's just water intake, drinking enough water so you're not walking around as a shriveled little dehydrated prune. Or maybe it's your love life, your relationships, friendships, connection between you and others, between you and your partner. Maybe you want to create some sustainability and dedication there, some commitment there. You might want to commit to a monthly or a weekly date night with your partner, or just, you know, having a conscious moment in your week where you give them a compliment and really go out of your way to say something that you appreciate about them or you're grateful. You know, if you're wanting to strengthen your love relationship, maybe it's, you know, putting little things in the calendar to remind you to, maybe I should, you know, do this, or maybe we should, you know, every second Friday put some out time aside, you know, on a Friday afternoon to go on a date or something like that. Matt and I have our every second Friday date booked in at 1 p.m. before we pick up Rui from his family daycare. And it's just, you know, it might be something so simple like that. Maybe you're wanting to grow and expand your knowledge in something. Maybe it has nothing to do with relationships and love or friendships. And actually, it's maybe about dedicating yourself to blocking out time in the calendar to learn something new and really, you know, dedicate yourself and commit yourself to the time that's required to dive in and learn that thing. I don't know, what else is there? Maybe it's your self-care. Whatever is coming up for you, you choose it. This is what we're going to be setting an intention around for the next lunar cycle. I want you to choose that. However, if you're wanting to really personalize this new moon intention, maybe you're a bit confused and you're like, I don't know what I want to set an intention around this month. I want you to go to your birth chart. You can really personalize it in this way instead. This will give you a clue as to something that the new moon is kind of illuminating for you at this time with Capricorn. And I want you to go to your birth chart and have a look at where Capricorn lands in your chart. Because the house that Capricorn rules for you will tell you what life area this new moon is really igniting. So for me, Capricorn rules my second house, the house of earned income, values, and self-worth. So this new moon, you know, I could really reflect and ask myself about how I'm building sustainable structures around my money and my worth and my values, or the things that I value. Am I living life in accordance to my top five highest values? Do I have systems in place for the money goals I want to create this year? What do I need to do to elevate my self-worth? Things like that, right? That's the second house. If Capricorn rules your second house, then maybe those themes are something that you really want to lean towards for this next lunar cycle. Might be different for you though. So let me walk you through the 12 different houses and what they all mean. So press pause on this if you can and have a quick look. Where does Capricorn lie for you in your chart? If Capricorn rules your first house, this new moon is igniting your identity, your self-leadership, your leadership style, and your self-expression. If it's in the second house, we've spoken about that, your relationship with money, self-worth, values. The third house is your voice. The third house is all about communication and your messaging. The fourth house is the foundations of your work or your life. Fourth house also really leans into the home and family dynamics and inner healing. The fifth house is all about your creative self-expression and play and fun and joy. It also rules children and relationship with pleasure, kind of like your inner child as well. The sixth house rules your daily routines, your work systems, and your well-being. So this also kind of rules the life area of health. The seventh house is all about your intimate partnerships. So yes, this could be your love partnership or friendships, but it could also mean, you know, one-on-one client relationships or collaborations. The eighth house is all about your relationship with transformation, with power, with your metamorphosis, birth and death and rebirth. The ninth house is all about your belief systems and, philosophical, higher purpose. 10th house is all about your career path, entrepreneurship, and your public image. The 11th house is all about your network, so your community, the impact you have on that community, and the collective vision. And the 12th house is your spiritual connection and unconscious patterns. So wherever Capricorn lands for you, this could be an area of life where you're being invited to really be honest with yourself about and what's not sustainable in that life area for you right now, and what intention do you want to set around sustainability and devotion and dedication, and what standards are you holding in this life area? What structures do you need to put in place to really elevate this life area over the next lunation? If you want to learn more about the 12 different houses and learn about them in depth, I want to invite you to download my Astro Quick Guide. If you want to learn more about the Capricorn energy and the archetype of it, and the more about the not self themes and the true self themes, or you want to dive deeper into all of the different nuances about Capricorn or any of the zodiac signs, I highly recommend downloading the Astro Quick Guide. It's just such a simple digital guide that helps break down all of the signs and all of the houses and gives you so much information about different planets and astrology in a really practical, grounded way. And that way, whenever I drop a podcast or an Instagram post about your astrology to help you personalize it for yourself, instead of giving you like a blanket horoscope, you can go through the digital guide. It's got a beautiful tutorial video on the first page to show you how to use it, how to use the digital menu on the side so you can jump to the bit of the guide that you need to find. It's all there for you, and the link is in the show notes of this episode. So now that you kind of understand what Capricorn energy is all about and where it may be landing for you in your chart, or maybe you're not going to follow the house that lands in for you. Maybe you're really wanting to focus on a life area that's outside of that. That's okay. There's no right or wrong way. This is all just guidance. You have total free will. Let's dive into the specific themes and messages of this new moon. So the themes and the messages, okay, this is the really juicy part. So because this isn't just about setting goals, right? Yes, it's the beginning of the year. Yes, it's January. Yes, we're typically, writing our goals and our bucket list for the year, and we're doing vision boards, but this is so much deeper than that. And the key themes that I really want you to sit with when you set your intention with this Capricorn new moon are structure as a pathway to freedom. Number two is just real deep self-honesty about what it is that's not sustainable in your life anymore and what needs to change. Number three is raising the standards, raising the bar as an act of self-respect. Number four is recognizing where settling has become normalized for you, where you are kind of like tolerating what you're getting. The next is giving form to your dreams, allowing your visions and your dreams and desires and aspirations to kind of formulate into 3D, into the material. So, having them descend down from the quantum field and from the 4D and 5D, and then really coming into your 3D reality. And then the next is ambition, but really rooted in devotion. Ambition rooted in like, I am committing to this. I am sticking to consistency, because that is such hardcore Capricorn energy, right? It's not ambition because of, external metrics or looking a certain way, or, what's another way I can explain ambition sometimes can come out as like, I want to create authority. I want to be a thought leader. I want to be seen and visible. I want to be the go-to person. So that's how I want my ambition to be seen. That's why I want to, reach that goal. No. That is not Capricorn. Capricorn is really about devotion to the consistency and really choosing what is going to last? What's long term? What is no longer sustainable for you? Say goodbye to it. I'm just flicking through my phone right now because I actually screenshotted this really beautiful quote the other day. Let me find it. And I was like, oh, I've got to read this out when I'm recording this episode because it is so Capricorn. Here it is. Consistency will take you where motivation never could. Return to your creative work and return to yourself. Ooh, if that could be a Capricorn message, I mean, I don't know what else could be. That is Capricorn in two sentences. So let's talk about these themes just really briefly. I said the first one was structure as a pathway to freedom, right? So Capricorn energy really wants to focus on the practical and the actionable steps that we need to take to bring our dreams to reality. It's very slow, intentional, sustainable steps. It's long-term vision. It's about understanding that every choice matters and that this is how you create a life that you can actually hold. And it's where and how and what Capricorn understands that so many of us forget, right? Capricorn really understands that freedom comes from choosing the limits that serve us, and anything else beyond that is a no. It's a hard no. So this new moon is really inviting you to take your dreams very seriously, and so seriously enough to give them form and to really honor them by grounding them into your reality with devotion. And devotion needs to replace urgency, because creation becomes really meaningful and sustainable when it's not rushed. Okay, the second theme was self-honesty about sustainability. So this new moon is really bringing this energy about, like, have a serious think about what is attainable, what is achievable, not wishful thinking, right? Capricorn is very very optimistic in what it can achieve, but it's also a realist. So it's not about creating vision boards that are not going to have follow through, right? It's not about committing yourself to something you cannot become. It's about honoring who you can and are becoming in a very, very honest way, because Capricorn relates to mastery and patience and doing the work. It takes so much pride in consistency. Don't forget, Capricorn is ruled by the planet of Saturn, which teaches us so much about time and discipline and responsibility and self-leadership. So Capricorn really wants traction. It wants longevity. It wants to know whether something can be sustained and it's not just like this imagination of fluff. So this new moon is really asking you, like, what are you building? But is it real? Is it realistic? What are you committed to create that thing into your existence? What are you ready to take responsibility for? If you really want this thing, who are you becoming? Who do you need to become to have that thing happen? This is very deep self-honesty about the sustainability around the goals you are creating. The next was raising standards. And this new moon really brings us into like this honest bubble of our standards. Like, where is the bar, right? Have you lowered the bar low? Are you ready to raise the standards and raise the bar where we embody our work, we raise the standards in our relationships, in our boundaries, and the way that we treat our own energy, our own health and well-being? Standards are not about being demanding, and they're not about being bossy or rigid. Standards are just about clarity. They kind of just determine what you tolerate, what you commit to, and what you are willing to invest your time and life force into. And I always say, like, you get what you tolerate. That is like one of my mantras and mottos. You get what you tolerate. So under this Capricorn new moon, the invitation is to really look realistically at where settling has become quietly your normal. Where are you settling? Where have you just accepted good enough, even though maybe it's not? Where has flexibility tipped into maybe some self-abandonment, or where you're just keeping the peace because, you know, otherwise, it's at the cost of your own well-being. This is a real moment for honest self-awareness, not self-criticism, but just like hyper-focus and clear-eyed awareness on where you have slipped a little bit. Where do you need to raise your standards? So this new moon is really giving us permission to just pause in whatever feels right. And consistency will take you where motivation never could. Remember that little saying I said before, return to yourself with this new moon before you set that intention. What are you building? What are you committed to? What are you ready to take responsibility for? And who are you becoming? And above all else, this is a call to greater self-honesty and self-commitment, raising your standards in a way that feels supportive rather than rushed or harsh, to look at structure as a gateway to freedom, and really to choose commitments and systems and rhythms that Capricorn loves so much that you can genuinely stay with over time, that are really going to be supportive for you. What is being asked for right now is not more effort, and that's really important to understand. It's just about clearer standards, more self-respect woven into the way that you live and build your life. And this is the energy of sustainable success. And you get to wield the power to unlock your greatest potential when you tap into this archetype. So before I finish this episode, I really want to talk to you about the Moon Magic methodology and how it works. It's something that I've loved to teach over the years. And if you're an OG Moon Magic member, hi. I think I launched Moon Magic in like, was it 2018? And it's a practice that I have loved to follow for over a decade. Whenever it was that I started my astrology journey and loving learning about it as a hobby more than anything, I discovered moon tracking, and that's what Moon Magic is all about. It's this really beautiful methodology I created to teach you about how to manifest your desires using the cycle of the moon, all the different lunations of the year. Because like I said at the beginning of this episode, we have all of the lunations throughout the year that go through all the different zodiac archetypes. And what I really love to do is do some intention setting with each new moon with a different zodiac archetype. And by the time you get to the end of the year, you have covered all of your life areas with all of the different energetic archetypes of the zodiac. It's really quite a beautiful methodology. I love it. So hello to all of my OG Moon Magic girls. So let me teach you about it if you're not familiar with it. First of all, like I said before, each new moon is paired. Actually, did I say this before? I don't think I did. Each new moon is paired with a full moon in its same zodiac sign later in the year. And actually, this is new information. So if you are in Moon Magic, you've probably not heard me talk about this before, but I'm bringing it in. Each new moon is paired with a full moon. So this new moon in Capricorn will be paired with a full moon in Capricorn later this year. It's actually going to be on June 29th, 30th this year, depending on, you know, what part of the world you live on, Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere. It'll be on the 29th or the 30th for you of June. So the seeds that you plant today with this Capricorn new moon will be coming into fruition. And when we enter the Capricorn full moon in June this year, you get to reflect back and have a look at, well, the seeds of intention that you set today, how have they come to fruition by the time it's June this year? So I always love to set a reminder of some sort to cross-check your new moon intention with the full moon that happens later in the year. So check your Capricorn full moon journals entry with today's Capricorn new moon intentions. I love journaling. I love writing it out. There's so much power with getting pen to paper. And it's just really nice to compare and see what's grown and what's come to fruition in your garden of intention. So some people like to set an alarm on their phone, so they'll put it in their phone for the 29th of January, for example. Sorry, 29th of June. And then some people like to just put it in their digital calendar. I like to just kind of dot point all of my new moon reflections in the notes part of my iPhone. And I do that for my full moon notes as well. And so when it's like, say, the full moon in Capricorn, I scroll back and look for the Capricorn new moon and I just compare my notes. And it's actually so beautiful to see what's come to fruition from the intention you set. It's a really beautiful activity to do. So yeah, you can look back to its corresponding previous new moon. So I do this every month, and I'm going to be guiding you this year to do this every month with me, and you'll see what the universe has brought into manifest from your intention setting. So I'm very excited to guide you through that this year. But the moon magic technique always starts with setting an intention at the new moon, which we're doing today. This is your intention for the next month or so. You do not need to set a big intention here. In fact, I really encourage you to just set small, achievable intentions that will be easily able to work with, right, over the course of the next month. And each month you align your intention with the sign in which we're in. So right now we're Capricorn. And so this month we are going to align to those Capricorn themes that I shared before. There are four principles for the moon magic intention setting practice, and here they are. The first one is, I want you to make it about you. It has to be about yourself, not your partner, not your kids, not your clients, not your work or your colleagues or someone else. This intention has to be for you and your inner world, because the moon represents our inner self, our emotions, our feelings. So that's the first part. The second principle is, it has to be positive. Right? So frame your intention in terms of what you're moving towards, not what you're letting go of or moving away from. And I'll guide you with that in a moment with what an example is. The third principle is, make it thematic. So I have just gone through all the different themes. It can't be something concrete or goal-orientated. In my moon magic practice, I do help my members set big, wild idea goals, but this is not the place for that. This is really important to understand. There's a very big difference between lunar intention setting and wild ideas goal setting, right? This is so important to understand. Your new moon intention should be about a feeling or a theme. It's not about hitting a specific number or a milestone or achieving a goal. Moon tracking and new moon intention setting is so different. It's very soft. It's very feminine. It's about the inner landscape of your world. And I want you to think about what the moon represents. It's our feelings and emotions. So that's really important. Make it thematic, make it somatic, make it feeling based. And the fourth principle is, connect with your feelings, right? The physical sensations in your body. Your intention can't be just like this intellectual thing you think up. It needs to be felt. Where do you feel this intention in your body when it comes to fruition? How does it feel in your body? What does it feel like when you imagine this intention coming into true form and becoming a real reality? So let me give you some examples of what this means, because I know this can be a little bit like, what, for some people. So this is an example of what not to say. I want to let go of my disorganization in my business. Okay, this is a negative. This is like what you want to let go of, what you're moving away from. Disorganization is, you know, the negative frame. Instead, you could say something like, I feel really proud by the systems that I've put in place for my success and the consistency in which I adhere to them with. Something like that, okay? So you can see there, it's about you, it's positive, it's what you're kind of like growing into, who you're becoming. Another example of an intention that won't make sense and won't work is, my intention is for my son to be happy. This is about someone else. This isn't about you. So let's not make it about anyone but you. And another example is, I'm manifesting 10 clients this lunar cycle or $10,000 this month. Again, this is too concrete, too goal-orientated. It's a different type of goal setting, and there is a place for that. And I definitely guide my Moon Magic members through that process, but that is not lunar intention setting. Okay, the last thing I want to lead you with is how to set this intention if you're new to this practice. Really, there's no like one way to do it. It might be while you're listening to this podcast, it might just pop into your head as you're driving home from work, it might emerge to you in a nature walk or something like that, or a meditation. You might want to create like a really beautiful new moon ceremony thing, like with a journal and candles or incense and whatever, like up to you. You can set this with a ritual. You can set this without a ritual. You can do it right now while you are just listening to this, cleaning the house, driving to work, exercising, maybe have your headphones in. It doesn't need to be fancy, I promise you. It just needs to be this moment of like giving time to yourself. It can be just a moment where you feel your intention and you put some words around it. That really is powerful, just to put words around your feeling of intention and I guess your clarity around it. And this is why I recommend that you write the intention down. But a few reminders when you set your intention is, don't worry if you miss the new moon, okay? The energy of the new moon is still available for you for a few days. You know, I'm even a day late dropping this episode because we've been traveling to Bali and it's just been a little bit chaotic landing here. So apologies for the I am 24 hours late dropping this episode to you guys, but hey, we are still in a new moon for about 2 or 3 days, so it's okay. You don't have to like do it on the button. The second thing is, you're not locked into this intention. You can always change it if it doesn't feel right to you, and we actually get a chance to do that and, you know, redirect our path of intention later this month when we reach the full moon, which will be in a couple of weeks. So there's always an opportunity to course correct. All I want you to do is just sit with your intention for a few minutes a day throughout the lunar cycle. That's it. Every morning when you wake up, just wherever you write it, maybe it's a post-it note that you have on your bathroom mirror. Maybe, you know, it's in your car. Maybe it's a little like phone screensaver you put on so you see it every time you check the time or something like that, right? So just make sure you sit with your intention every day, even if it's for 30 seconds. You just want to close your eyes, feel it, remember it. And I will be guiding you throughout the rest of the month with how to continue with this intention setting practice to really help you create a life that you are actually obsessed with. Now, here's what I want you to take away from this episode. Like I said, it is the first new moon of the year. This is such a powerful practice to do. My intention is to really help you do this intention setting practice throughout the year with the different new moons. So please keep coming back. I will be guiding you with that and all of the full moons as well. And I really want you to take some time over the next few days to remember the principles that I shared about, and also come back to Instagram. I have a broadcast channel called The Stars Within You, and I'll be sharing a lot of opportunity in there for you to ask questions and for you to share your intention if you want, or to keep up to date with all things astrology. So come on over to Instagram at Shani Peach, or you can check it out in the show notes below. And something else that's very exciting that I wanted to let you know about is I am dropping Moon Magic this year again, but a new, beautiful, upgraded version. It is my manifesting course that I love so much. I haven't launched it in years. I think the last year I launched it was 2021, and I'm currently working behind the scenes to bring it back. It's getting some major upgrades. So if you are an OG, inside Moon Magic, you'll see some really beautiful changes happening soon if you're a lifetime member. I'm adding more to the course, more teachings, more methodologies, something new that I've added to the practice that I haven't shared before. So I'm very excited about that. That is something I'm working on for 2026. But that is all I wanted to share for today. So if this is of interest to you, I'd love for you to join the Moon Magic waitlist. I'll pop the link in the show notes below so you can be the first to know all of the information about the changes coming and when its release date is happening. And finally, I would love to hear from you. Come and share your Capricorn New Moon intention with me on Instagram. You can tag me or send me a DM or let me know what you're building in this lunation. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for doing this work. Thank you for choosing to build a life that can actually hold who you are becoming. It is not easy work, and I'm so excited. I will see you in the next episode. Wait, before you go, can I share something crazy with you? So our statistics tell us that 83% of you listening right now don't actually follow the show. And so I wanted to extend the invite. If you loved this episode and took some value away, please do go ahead and hit subscribe or follow to the show on whichever platform you're listening on. It really does make such a huge difference and really helps to support the show. You have no idea how much that little number helps support a self-funded podcast like this. It really helps us to keep bringing more episodes with incredible guests, and the larger the number, the bigger our guests get to be. Plus, it means you'll always be notified when an episode drops without you having to go and look for it. And if you're on Spotify, I wanted to extend the invite to head on over to the Q&A section below. Let's continue the conversation. I would love to hear and read what you have to say, and I always reply. Speaking of connection, I'd also love for you to come and say hello over on Instagram. My handle is at Shani Peach, and it's where I show up the most. I share raw behind the scenes, and it's really where our community comes alive. So I'd love to invite you along. I read every single message that pops into my inbox, and I reply to all of them. So tell me what resonated from today's episode, because I would genuinely love to hear from you. And if you're new here and wanting to dive deeper into some work, our most listened to and shared episodes are episode 2 on nurturing your relationship with money, episode 3 on unlocking the power of your vision, and episode 4, it's all about surrendering to the how and trusting that things will unfold perfectly in divine timing for you. These episodes have transformed so many lives, so if you haven't listened yet, go back and start there. Episode 2, 3, and 4. I have also created a whole library of free resources for you over at shanithompson.com. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. I've got free workshops, guided meditations, and tools to support you on your growth journey. Everything is there waiting for you. And last but not least, we are running a competition right now. Once we hit 100 reviews, I am gifting a limited edition Beats by Dre by Kimi K earbuds to one lucky listener. To be in the running, simply leave a review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with anyone who you feel would really resonate with the message. And just thank you for being part of this journey with me. I genuinely love being in your ears. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.